It's time to hit the trail with a Territorial Rodeo Update with Derek Beck.
Hard to believe there are big rodeos going on in January. You'd think everyone would want to take a break between seasons. But these aren't football players that play once a week, 20 weeks out of the year, making millions. These are cowboys and ladies that live the life 365. And most are running or helping their own family ranches when they're not at the rodeo. And they're not guaranteed a signing bonus or a check at the event. They gotta earn it. What a concept. Speaking of earning it, our friends at Sioux Steel Company work hard to earn your business every day. Because like you and I, you spend the money on it, it's gotta work. Your top five countdowns on the way next.
I'm Max Risden, sales director at the Sioux Steel Company, and proud to be fifth generation in our family business. We know you count on quality when investing in your farm or ranch, which is why we guarantee Sioux Steel and high-quality 2-inch gates for life. Whether your gates belong to you, your children, or the next generation, our family is here to support families like yours.
Upgrade your operation with a lifetime guaranteed gate from the legendary family-owned Sioux Steel Company. To find your local Sioux Steel dealer, head to SiouxSteel.com.
That's SIOUXSteel.com.
All right, time, ladies and gents, to update you on the very latest from the PRCA. Sandhills Rodeo in Texas in the books. And this is the last weekend of the National Western Stock Show in Denver. There are a few changes at the top of the standings this week, so what do you say? Shall we light this candle?
I'm ready!
Bareback riding, not much has changed since last we talked. Texan Bradley Miller sits top of the standings, followed by Luke Thrash, Mason Stoller, Dean Thompson, and Nick Pelkey, 4-5.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Bulldog and Indiana's Shadetree Etherton, number one, then Florida's Clayton Culligan. Louisiana's Rowdy Parrott and Oregon's Jesse Brown, only separated by $60.
I remind you, it's early.
Number five is Wisconsin's Garrett Stevens. Team rope and headers, it's Garrett Tanazi in the lead, followed by Kevin Daniel of Tennessee. Brenton Hall third, then Territory Lads Mitch Barney and South Dakota's Logan Olson, 4-5. Headers, it's Parker Carjabal at the top, then Caden Profili. Midland, South Dakota's Jade Nelson in third, Butch Level fourth, and Chase Graves fifth.
Holy semantics, Batman.
Saddle bronc, Wyatt Casper, a sizable lead, but a knife fight behind him with Chase Brooks, Rusty Wright, Brody Wells, and Cade Bruno finishing out the top five. And don't look now, but Stetson Wright was a winner in Denver last weekend.
Next.
Tie-down roping super close at the top. Less than $1,500 separate Bryce Durr, Blaine Cox, and Chet Whites. Then it's Colin Rao and Bray Yore, 4th and 5th.
Ready to work?
I'm ready to work. You ready to work?
Barrels. It's a race. What do you expect? Grace Harmon still in front, then Kathy Grimes, Trisha Aldridge in third, who became a household name during the NFR, Morgan Bagnall fourth, and McKenna Shooks rounds out the top five.
Okay, ready? I'm ready.
Bull riding very early, but Bryce Jensen from Texas, numero uno, then Trent Fair, Lusk, Wyoming's Colton Coffin, South Dakota's Justin Woodward is fourth, and Cooper James in fifth. Folks, that's the Territorial Rodeo Update for this week. Thank you to every radio station up and down the country road. You guys are rock stars. I'm Derek Beck. Follow the Territorial Rodeo Update on Facebook. We'll catch you on down the trail next week.